did you move in to Mrs. Brumfeld's property?
2012.
Are you asking me a question?
I'm guessing.
But this one will go from bad...
I'm asking you when you moved into
the property. Telling you what I think, okay? That's what I'm doing.
To worse.
No, I really don't understand.
Well, I'm trying to help you to understand.
No, you don't have to help me understand. Okay. What you have to do now is leave.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Susan Brumfeld is suing her stepdaughter, Erin Brumfeld, and her boyfriend, Anthony Martin, for unpaid rent, bills, and for damaging her rental property.
Order. All rise. Case number 95 on the calendar, in the matter of Brumfeld versus Brumfeld Martin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mrs. Brumfeld, this is your stepdaughter, and I assume this is your...
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Your boyfriend.
Yes.
You allowed your stepdaughter and her boyfriend to move into a rental property that you own.
Yes.
The agreement was that they did, in fact, pay rent, and their utilities claimed that they moved out, owing you rent, and not only that, but that they did some serious destruction to the property.
Yes.
Ms. Brumfeld says that they actually enhanced the property, that you owed them some money for certain repairs that they did, yada, yada, yada. Ms. DeMartin, when did you move in to Mrs. Brumfeld's property?
February of... 2012?
Are you asking me a question?
I'm guessing. I ain't asking.
Well, I don't want you to guess. You were living there, right? I wasn't living there.
I'm assuming.
I don't understand you. I'm asking you when you moved into the
property. Well, I'm telling you what I think, okay? That's what I'm doing.
No, I really don't understand.
Well, I'm trying to help you to understand that that's what I think.
No, you don't have to help me understand. What you have to do now is leave.
Okay.
Great. Would you put him outside, please? I don't like him.
Yeah. It's easy to do.
Something's gone to his brain.
It's probably the drugs.
Let's see. Let's see if it was contagious. When did you move in to your stepmother's property?
February 1st, 2012.
See how normal that sounds? You see how normal that sounds, Ms. Brumfeld?
Yes.
Why would somebody who sounds normal hang around with somebody who is not normal? You want to answer that question for me?
No.
You, do you know the answer?
No, I love him very much, and he is a very good man.
He's not normal. That was not a normal answer. Unless he came in here and what he designed in his mind to have a fight with me.
That I'm not sure. I think he was just confused as to what the date
he
was.
He wasn't confused. He wasn't confused. He was hostile.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, how much rent were you supposed to pay to your stepmother?
$650 a month.
And did both you and Mr. Martin agree to pay that?
Yes.
Did you pay your rent all the time?
I did pay my rent all the time. The only thing is, I was late 3 months, which my father and I made an agreement that I would pay him and he would pay Susan.
Just a second. So you didn't pay her for 3 months?
Right.
Well, let me deal with Mr. Martin first. Because I just threw his hostile behind out of here. $650 times 3 equals $1,950 divided by 2, which is his half of the rent, equals $975. So with regard to Mr. Martin only, because we haven't discussed her yet, I'm awarding you $975 for his half of the rent for 3 months.
Thank you.
Because he doesn't get rewarded for being thrown out and being rude and hostile.
Mm, thank you.
He gets a judgment. That's against Mr. Martin. And you also didn't pay for 3 months.
Right.
So that's $975. Now, you didn't pay because you didn't have the money?
Correct. And I had explained that to my father.
Is it your father's house?
No, but he is
it's
my dad's.
It's her house.
Well, I wasn't saying, hey, pay your wife for my rent. I was saying, hey, Dad, help me as your daughter out, is what I was saying.
How old is Mr. Martin?
34.
How does he support himself?
He's a subcontractor for contracting.
What kind of subcontracting does he do?
He helps contractors do whatever they need him to do.
Is he a day laborer?
Yes.
Does he work for any one company, or does he catch work when he can?
He catches work when he can.
Did he file tax returns last year?
Yes.
How much did he say he earned when he filed his tax returns
last year? He didn't. I'm not quite sure about that because I do my taxes different than him.
If he's a laborer and works regularly, why didn't he pay his rent?
We just had a lot of bills that we had to pay.
Like what?
Well, the water bill that we had to get.
That's $200. What else?
And then we had the electric. And that was a month behind, and
well, it's your electric, so I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah, correct.
What I'm asking you is what other bills that you have?
I mean, general bills. I have children, I had food, I had things of that nature.
How many children do you have?
Well, we have three together, but I have two.
How old is your youngest child?
12.
Which child is his?
His is 8.
Is that a child that you have together?
No.
Does that child live with him?
No.
Does he support that child?
Yes.
Through a court order?
No. He just sends her money.
Yeah.
But I have two children, ma'am.
Do you work?
I do not. I'm disabled.
What's the nature of your disability?
Bipolar.
So you take medication?
Yes, ma'am.
Does he?
No.
Now, you get Social Security disability?
Yes.
How much do you receive?
$755.
And your children also receive disability through your disability?
No, because I receive child support.
From their fathers? How much?
$650.
For both of them?
Yes, for both.
So you have income of $1,405 a month?
Yes, when I was living in her home, that's how much I made.
And what about now?
My child support, they decided to stay in Lynchburg when we moved to Charlottesville, so I didn't have to move them out of school. So we went ahead and dropped child support. So now I just make...
So they live with their father?
Now, yes.
Fine. You didn't pay rent.
Correct.
So you owe her $975, which is your half of the rent. You want to show me photographs of what the house looked like when they left?
Yes, ma'am. These are pictures of the debris and some damage. We had to hire a contractor.
Well, I see a lot of debris.
Yes, we are missing pictures. They didn't quite turn out of the tattooing ink stains. See the floors and one of the...
Well, I just see these floors.
Right.
And a lot of garbage. Did you leave a whole bunch of stuff there when you moved
Yes,
there?
I had communicated with my father. I was going to put everything that we were leaving on the yard for Goodwill to come. He told me to keep it in the house downstairs.
Is that what you told her?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
That is amazing. He tells me to get on the show and not lie. But
could you tell me how much it cost you to remove all the property?
Yes, ma'am. I have some receipts here from a contractor that I hired to repair and remove debris and
I'd like
such.
That's a bargain.
Yes. It was a really good price. I have not gotten an estimate to resand the floors.
Okay. The contractor charged her $1,080 to get rid of all this junk, to clean out the house and to fix the floors. Is he still working?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,030. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Years and years of lies and smooth talking.
Lots of times she'll be upset if he spends a little bit of time with me or do anything.
And not paying her bills and having to rescue her from many relationships.
That has to do with me or my children. It's always her daughters. They're number one.
You know, I've had to go to her rescue a lot of times and to pay a lot of bills for.
I believe a lot of it is his attitude. He's a very straightforward, in-your-face, I'll tell you how it is kind of person, and my dad does not like that.
I would hope she would get help.
I hope my father and I can get back to where we were. I'm not having anything to do with her.
A doctor, physician help, and just get better.
And now, the next.
All parties in the matter of Annan versus Zasolinsky. Step forward.
Michael Annan is suing Stephen Zasolinsky for the return of a deposit he put on a car and a bus ticket.
Mr. Annan, you saw an advertisement that Mr. Zasolinsky posted for an old car, 1961 something or other.
That's correct.
You were interested in the car. You contacted him. According to your complaint, you sent a $100 deposit to him to hold the car for you. And you say that you had made a deal with somebody, I don't know, in Europe to buy the car, to make more money. And then you bought a bus ticket to go to pick up the car. Where do you live?
Baltimore, Maryland.
And where do you live?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
And a couple of days before you were scheduled to go to pick up the car, you got a call from Mr. Zazalinsky that he sold the car to somebody else.
Correct.
And so he should not only pay you what you were out of pocket, which is $150, but also the cost of the damage done to your reputation and the money that you lost as a result of this secondary business deal, right?
That's right.
And you say?
I let him know beforehand that there was someone coming out to look at the car, that they had already looked at the car and they were coming to buy it. He asked if I could take a deposit. I'm like, yes, but there's a guy coming to look at the car and he's going to buy it on Monday.
Then what'd you take a deposit for?
If he didn't buy it, he wanted to come
and make sure that... Mr. Zazalinsky, what I'm asking you is, and you have to, first of all, stand up on your own. You're a very strong man. Stand up on your own. What I'm trying to figure out, sir, is if you said somebody else was coming to buy the car, which is not actually what you say in your answer, but let's say that's what you told him, then why would you, first of all, take a deposit?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Read the very next paragraph.
It just so happened that another local buyer called me a few minutes later.
Later! A few minutes later. Not before. Come on, read it. Read.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael Annan says Stephen Zazalinsky owes for the return of a car deposit and a bus ticket.
What does a deposit mean to you?
It's $100 towards the cost of the vehicle.
Towards the purchase price of the car, right? So let's talk about what a contract is. In order to have a valid contract, there are certain basic elements of a contract. There's an offer, which you made. You made an offer to sell your car. Mr. Annan contacted you and says that you agreed on a price, which was $1,200 for the car. So an offer, an acceptance, and in consideration of that agreement, he sent you a deposit for the car, in effect, to hold the car until he could get there, because he lived in Maryland. He was coming to North Carolina.
I've had phone calls on that car from as far away as Phoenix.
How many deposits did you accept?
I've had people offer to make several deposits, and I told them... Okay.
How many deposits did you accept?
I accepted his deposit and told him that someone was coming to purchase the car on Monday, and if they didn't, that he could have the car.
Just a second. I want you to repeat that so I hear it very clearly. What you say you told him?
That someone was coming to purchase the car.
No, you're talking very fast.
Someone was coming on Monday to purchase the car, and that if they didn't purchase the car, it was his. Because he said he couldn't come there until Friday. When they came and purchased the car, we had been corresponding through text message. So I texted him back and said, sorry, bud, you can't have the car. I sold it. But here's your $100 back, and tried to send him through PayPal his $100, and then he...
Just a second. I just want to read what you signed here. You say, I told him that if I had another buyer, I was going to go with them. If I had another buyer, not that you had another buyer, but if I had another buyer, I was going to go with them. He offered me $1,200 and said that he was going to buy it, but I'd heard that story before. He insisted on putting a deposit on the car, but I explained that I couldn't guarantee anything. He said that if it didn't work out, I could keep the $100 and that he would even put gift on the PayPal payment. That's what you wrote.
I didn't write that. But I offered to give him back his $100 and to pay for his bus ticket. And that was
signature?
All...
Signature.
Just a signature, yes.
No, I'm asking whose signature is that?
That's my signature.
Okay. Now, would you start reading from where it says in the first paragraph, Stephen Zazalinsky being duly sworn deposes and says that. Start with, I told him. First paragraph.
I told him that if I had another buyer, I was going to go with them. He offered me $1,200 and said he was going to buy it. But I had heard that story before. He insisted on putting a deposit on the car, but I explained that I couldn't guarantee anything. He said if it didn't work out, I could keep the $100 and even put gift on the PayPal statement.
Okay, that's what you said, right? So it's exactly what I read, because we both read English, right?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Which one is true and which one is not? Did you lie when you swore to this, or did you lie when you just told me your story?
I'm not lying to you, ma'am.
Just a second, so that you lie when you signed that.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Michael Annan says Stephen Zazalensky owes for the return of a car deposit and a bus ticket.
Now, read the very next paragraph, Mr. Zazalensky.
It just so happened that another local buyer called me a few minutes later.
Later! A few minutes later! Not before. Come on, read it. Read.
He said he wanted to come by the very next day and pick it up for the full $1,500. To me, that sounded perfect.
Right. So that's a little different from the story you told me a few minutes ago, sir, which was that you told him at the time that he could give you the $100 deposit, that you already had somebody coming over to look at the car, and you told him that. That's not what you said here.
Okay.
Which one is true and which one is not? Did you lie when you swore to this, or did you lie when you just told me your story?
I'm not lying to you, ma'am.
Just a second, so that you lie when you signed that.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Now I'll take it back.
Either way, I told him that it was not a guarantee. And I sold the car, and I told him I sold the car.
Do you have any text messages to contradict the fact that between the time you originally spoke to him and the time that you sent him a text message that said, sorry, dude, I sold it to somebody else, that there was any correspondence between the two of you? You have anything? No. So on what date did you send him the $100?
It'd be Sunday, the 28th of April.
4/28. And on what date, sir, did you text him that you sold the car to somebody else?
I don't recall. The day after
what
that.
What date, Mr. Annan?
It would be April 30th. Bad news. A guy came and handed me $1,500 today.
Can I see it? Well, you even say to him, sir, this is the second time I've held this car for someone. So you agree to hold it for him until Friday. You agree to hold it. I will come Friday. What address? You send him your address. You say thanks. He says you bet. And you say to him, this is the second time I've held this car, because he sent his deposit. Don't bail. He says, no way. And then 2 days later, you said, bad news, brother. A guy came up and handed $1,500 today and said, take it or leave it. I'll send you back a deposit when I'm next to a comp.
What is computer. That?
So you agreed in these messages to send him back his $100. Did you receive that?
Yes, ma'am.
And you also agreed to send him back his bus ticket. Did you send that?
Yes.
So why are you here?
Judge Judy continues. Have you been cheated? Go to JudgeJudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Why are you here?
Well, Your Honor, he was served 3 weeks after this all happened, and after he was served, he returned the money on PayPal.
So after he was served?
After he was served,
whatever,
he realized
but that's
serious.
What you asked for. I mean, that's what you asked for in your text messages to him, that you expect $150 back from him.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what you got.
Well, I was suing for the damages of my lost income.
Well, I understand what you were suing for, but in your outline that you handed me, you agreed to accept the $150 in satisfaction of your claim against him. That's what you agreed to do, and he sent it.
He didn't send it for 3 weeks, and okay. In that time, yeah. I realized he had no intention to send it to me.
Well,
so
but
I served him.
He did send it.
I served him with the papers, and then he realized that he needed to take some action.
Well, you set the terms of the contract, sir. So there was a contract, then you set the terms.
Well, my point was, when I gave that deposit, okay, he was to hold the car for me, and basically he sold my car from out from under me.
Then you shouldn't have said to him, I want my $150 back. You should have said to him, I want $3,000 back, because in the 2 days that you sold the car, because it was a two-day period, you made this very convoluted deal, allegedly, with somebody else in Europe to buy this car to make a lot of money in less than 48 hours. Don't believe you, sir. You got your $150. That's all you're entitled to. Thanks.
Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I absolutely believe he was trying to get something for nothing.
Well, you know, it just encourages him to do it again. I mean...
That he was trying to ask me for $3,000 over a $150 dispute.
Anybody could take a deposit on a car and just resell it? That's not right.
I guess it is. In the future, I'm just going to sell locally.
Because a contract's a contract. A deal's a deal. And he took the money, and we had a deal.
I definitely sell the car locally. If someone wants it, they can come get it in person. No deposits.